This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The weekend before the 43rd anniversary of Roe v. Wade saw two pro-life gatherings, one in Chicago, another in Spokane, Washington, in markedly cold weather. Bishop Blaise Supich, who came from Spokane last year, addressed 5,000 Chicagoans gathered in zero-degree temps. In Spokane, Walter Hoy, Bishop Thomas Daly, and LifeNews.com's Rebecca Taylor endured snow with over 600 pro-life supporters to advocate alternatives to abortion. In the Northwest, Walk for Life. Abortion activists are upset over the Democratic presidential debates over the weekend. Social media and even MSNBC complained there was no mention of abortion. Nancy Pelosi incurred the wrath of NARAL last week for not being explicit enough in her support. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Over a year and a half ago, scientists discovered babies' stem cells in mothers' brains. Now more evidence is being reported that rogue stem cells are making life better for moms. One Boston mom with a history of 5 pregnancies is being treated for hepatitis. Researchers have found adult stem cells busily repairing mom's liver. A rheumatologist at the University of Washington tells how the rogue cells may differentiate into heart or muscle cells. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.